USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Republican presidential candidates will face off on the debate stage tonight in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Eight candidates will participate in the first debate of the 2024 presidential primary. The event hosted by Fox News, however, will be without the party's frontrunner, Donald Trump. Trump has opted for an interview with former Fox News host, Tucker Carlson. Tonight's debate will be from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is asking a federal judge to block his arrest in the Georgia election case. Lawyers for Meadows filed the request in federal court in Atlanta. They argue Meadows should not be required to surrender for booking in the state's case by Friday while he fights to have the matter moved to federal court. He was once named the best football player in college football. Now former University of Southern California Trojan running back Reggie Bush will hold a news conference this morning to announce he's suing the NCAA.
Bush went on to play in the NFL, says he's filing a defamation suit. He says it's based on the NCAA maliciously attacking his character and damaging his reputation. The suit centers around the Heisman Trophy Bush won it in 2005. But NCAA investigators say he took cash, gifts, and his family lived rent-free. His statistics vacated by the NCAA, the trophy returned to the Heisman Trust. Bush wants the Heisman back, and that can only happen if the NCAA restores his numbers. I'm Phil Farrar.
The con artist behind the infamous Fry Festival is selling tickets to what he calls Fry Festival 2. Billy McFarland says pre-sale tickets were bought out fast. In fact, people bought the $500 tickets without knowing the location or which artists are going to perform. McFarland served 4 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to multiple wire fraud charges in 2018 in connection to the first Fry Festival. USA News.
To your left, our new exhibit, Monarchs of Springfield. And right here, we have our empty tour guide stand.
The last time Bryn hired someone is ancient history.
Sir, excuse me, that's not part of the exhibit.
They need tour guides who know the museum ropes.
Hey, kid, you like wearing khakis? I got a job for you.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jerome Powell is giving a talk this week on the U.S. economic outlook. Powell will deliver a speech Friday morning from the annual Central Bankers meeting. That's taking place in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The Fed chair is expected to give his latest views on interest rate hikes as inflation continues to be in double digits compared to 2020 prices. Just who will stand where in tonight's Republican primary debate starting at 9 p.m. Eastern?
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy will stand center stage during the GOP presidential primary debate in Milwaukee. While DeSantis is considered to be the strongest candidate to challenge the party's frontrunner, Donald Trump, recent polls have shown Ramaswamy edging closer to DeSantis for the number two spot. An Emerson College poll showed the two tied at 10% support each. However, they're both trailing Trump, who leads with 56% support. Trump announced earlier this week he plans to skip the debate. I'm John Schaefer.
More details on President Biden's Plan B.
The so-called SAVE plan will allow more borrowers to qualify for $0 monthly payments. Any individual making less than $32,800 per year and any family of four making less than $67,500 per year will have $0 payments. The news comes just weeks before interest will start accruing on student loans for the first time in over 3 years. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.